Well, let's turn now to the coronavirus. Today, a cruise ship is sitting off San Francisco after a passenger who had been on board died of COVID-19 after going home. A state of emergency has been declared in California. There are now nearly two dozen cases in New York State and one being reported for the first time in South Africa. Meanwhile, conferences and gatherings are being canceled left and right. Miami's popular electronic dance music event, the Ultra Music Festival, which draws more than 100,000 people, is now effectively canceled for this year. For more on that, we're joined by Miami Herald reporter Joey Fletches. Joey, this is a three-day festival. They're saying it's postponed, but isn't it effectively canceled?
It is. The city has made a decision after meeting with Ultra organizers Wednesday that they want to postpone the event. It will certainly not be happening in March of this year. A commissioner confirmed that on the record, saying that the postponement was decided after this meeting as a result of fears over the spread of coronavirus. And our sources are telling us that right now the city and Ultra are hammering out the legal details of a postponement that would be a year long, and that would effectively cancel this year's event.
And most people have probably already booked flights and hotels. What's the reaction been? Are people calling this an overreaction?
Some people are definitely calling it an overreaction. They're pointing to other large events or even large gatherings in Florida, a tourism-driven economy. They're saying, well, people are still flooding into the area for spring break. You know, why is Ultra being singled out? And, you know, to their point, actually local officials are already talking about another large-scale event down here. It's a carnival on Calle Ocho in Little Havana, which could possibly face the same fate.
That is Miami Herald reporter Joey Fletches. Joey, thank you.
Thank you for your time.